This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So pleased to be joined by Merrill Hodge, former Steeler at this time. Book Brainwash, The Bad Science Behind CTE and the Plot to Destroy Football. Merrill, good morning. How's everything?
That's great, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Great. Awesome. Wonderful Pittsburgh weather for you, as always.
I would expect nothing else. Than in November to have this. If you have sunny weather, that would be a problem.
All right, so what compelled you to write this book, and why does seemingly everybody have it wrong?
Well, I think it really starts just from being a parent. I'm a concerned parent. I've seen headlines that I'm sure everybody has seen. I've read articles, and I'll be honest with you, it just didn't make sense. So my first book actually was titled Find a Way, and those words have always inspired action. So action means do something about it, find out something. So it really sent me on a quest. I went across this country, and I sat down with every neuropathologist that would sit down with me individually, and I could talk to them about it. I went up into Canada, and universally, this is exactly what they would all tell me. I'm like, tell me what CTE is. And they go, listen, Merrill, it's a pattern. Okay, we don't know what causes it. We don't know what it causes. We got cases where they played football and had concussions and played sports and had no concussions. And then we have all these cases where they never played sports, they never had a concussion, and they never had a history of head trauma. And I was like, no, say that again. You have cases where they didn't play football, they never played sports, and they had no history of head trauma? Well, why do we only hear about the cases in football? And they always go back to Merrill. That's why we are it's a pattern we're studying. We don't know. We don't know what it causes. Well, I'm like, well, that's not what the headlines say. Then when you started reading the science papers, which is what's really happened from the media perspective, when you talk to people and they talk about the headline versus the science paper, you're like, well, what science paper did you read? I mean, what research did you do? Why didn't do any of it? Well, then how can you possibly talk about it? So when I found out there was such a discrepancy versus what science is really saying, if not screaming, versus what we see in the headlines, I just felt it was so important to write the facts of the science so people could understand it. But then all the amazing things that really are available for treatments and therapies, that if parents knew about that, if something happened to their son and daughter in some activity, like I tell people all the time, my son actually, his first concussion, he slipped in a shower. So it wasn't even in an athletic arena. But at least I know how to handle the concussion and the treatments and therapies that come along with it. If we knew those things that very few people knew that are actually amazing, it would just give parents a better peace and confidence about their kids being active.
What are the facts, though, that should make us wary about the science?
Well, there's no scientific evidence that says a concussion causes CTE. Subconcussion is not even scientific. There's more papers on subconcussion, how it's not scientific. It's failed to meet any of the standards of science. It's misrepresented, it's misused, and it's misunderstood. Those science papers are in abundance on subconcussion. There's no scientific papers written on subconcussion that it is scientific.
Well,
everybody talks about it like it's a common day cold. Like, let's just do it right here because I did this. I'd ask neuropathologists, what's a subconcussion? Most of them would say, we don't know. There's no definition. You tell me what subconcussion is.
It would be a less than concussive hit to the head. A hit to the head that causes someone to suffer injury less than a concussion, correct? Or am I off base there?
How do you measure that? I mean, just think about what you just said there. You're just giving me something scientifically and physically you can't measure. So tell me first of all, it's not even just blows the head. It's called sudden shifts. Boston University has shifted it many times. If you read what they said, so hits to the head are not just subconcussion. Because then you can't include hockey. So they use sudden shifts. So it's body blows. So then if you jumped on a trampoline or you have a pillow fight, you go on the new ride here at the park, it's all sudden shifts. So what is it?
Well, what about the people will come back with that 2015 Mayo Clinic study? that shows that 198 individuals had no exposure to contact in sports, and not a single one of those showed CTE,
yep.
Right? That, because that's what the Concussion Legacy Foundation will throw back at you as their counter.
Right. They have 10 years to be working on this, and that right there, that control study, is from a diseased brain bank. You cannot use that as a control study. In fact, Dr. Cummings, that's why he was so vital in this book. And we did this on the website, brainwashbook.com, and we talk about that so-called control study. That's not a control study. The scientific world won't even accept that. Why? A litany of things, but the main reason, it comes from a diseased brain bank. That right there, I think some 97% of them have another brain disease. Scientifically, this is what they tell you. If you have more than one brain disease, you cannot isolate one over the other. 97% of them have that. How do you do that?
Well, then
how do you isolate one over the other?
Let's talk just me and you and throw science out the window. Do you feel as if there's a disproportionate amount of men who played football, either your age, I'm a little bit younger than you, your age, my age, even older than both of us, that are walking around after they played football, disproportionate to the common man who didn't play football, that are in a state of there's something going on in their head that is brought about from football? How do you negate that? Because it sure seems like that it's disproportionate.
Well, you just said an important word there. You said it seems like. Where's your facts with that? How do you really know? I'm just at an event, an NFL alumni event.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in California, okay? Some 120 former NFL players. Everybody's fine, physically doing well. They're in their 60s, 70s, even 80s. In the last 2 weeks, we have had 6 NFL veterans pass away in their 80s and 90s. Nobody wanted to see those brains. Nobody heard about those guys. In fact, statistics will tell you an NFL player is actually, when you look at them, what's unfortunate with the media is they've led you to believe we're having all kinds of problems, they're suicide. They, on average, are better than the society as far as education goes, suicide rates, and health and happiness. But you don't read that. You don't see that. In fact, that's what we put in the book. We clear those facts up. And I know you want to talk about the NFL, but let's use your own theory.
Right.
You know how many? And keep in mind, this book is about youth football, really. It's for families, it's kids 8 to 18. This is not for the NFL, although it will help anybody who's ever played sports. Do you know how many people have played youth football since we started playing it?
Gazillions,
millions,
right?
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions. Okay, so that's hundreds of millions, because they're saying youth football has a problem. Okay? Just so we understand stuff. So that's been out there. Where is the epidemic problems of all these cognitive and emotional and IQ issues that stem from playing not just contact football, because you have to throw hockey in there, lacrosse in there, anything else that you ever did in a contact era from age 7 to 12, where are they? Where are all of the people that we go, aha, we know why you have problems. You played youth football. You had played contact sports. We have hundreds of millions of people to pick from. Probably everybody listening to this. Now, keep in mind, if you include what I just mentioned, if you jumped on a trampoline, you're part of this party. If you went to a roller coaster ride and did anything in a theme park, you're part of this.
Well, why do you think then people have tried to single out the game of football?
I've already had, you know, many times in the media, I've already did interviews like this, and I kept asking. I actually have Dr. Cummings on the other line, too. So he's explaining the science to them, okay? They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear all of the truth. They already have their minds made up, and they keep bringing the NFL up. They keep bringing the NFL up, and I record everything. So I said, could we quit talking about the NFL? I'm like, we got all these other areas where concussions happen, and every one of them will say this. It's the big ticket. I'm like, wait a minute. So ignore the real facts and truth with this whole thing and just talk about the NFL because it's the big ticket? And you know, that's poor journalism. You know, that's harmful to people. When you don't present all the information, or you fail to do your job, you fail to go out and do all the research and present all of it.
One case, like, what do you say to the family of Dave Dorson or Junior Seau or someone like that? What if there's just one case? Let's not take it in wide swathing form.
No, what are you asking about Dave Dorson?
Those men committed suicide,
okay.
And people feel as if there's a direct link to the concussive effects that they've had, and it impacted the way that they comported themselves thereafter. And it led to that.
Yeah, and see, that's actually, to say something like that's irresponsible.
I don't,
because there's actually, well, there's, you said they committed suicide because of football.
No, I'm asking, when people bring that up, when people say that there's a direct link, what do you say to that?
There's no direct link. There's no scientific link to that. And how do you tell somebody that what caused their suicide?
No, that's what I'm asking. Okay. That's what I'm asking, what the answer would be if it was presented.
Nobody knows that. That's what I'm telling you, but there's no scientific evidence that says that. CTE has never killed anybody. And because CTE is present in somebody, keep in mind, what about all these people who had the CTE pattern, never played sports, never had a concussion, and died of other things other than suicide? Just because there's a pattern of CTE, that has no correlation or connection. And that's what the media has done, is they keep using correlation or connection, and there's nothing in the scientific journals that say that. There's no papers that say that.
Do you feel like it would help your cause, so to speak, if there are current NFL players who get on board with you? And have there been NFL players who feel as if they want to join your cause, so to speak?
Well, listen, I didn't do it for the NFL. To really be honest with you, I did it. I put all the truth of the science there. It's more for families. Now, could it help somebody who's played in the NFL? You know, I'll give you a guy. You know, Ben had a great quote the other day, and he's somebody that I presented the information to and let him read it. And, you know, and his wife is a PA too, so she's well-versed in head trauma. They didn't even understand, really, not just the protocol and treatment, the treatment therapies and the things that you can do and that are available to help you if you do have a concussion or if you have some mental health issues. We've done such a bad job of blaming things versus getting help to people when we have so much information that's powerful. If you have a concussion, if you have mental health, instead of blaming things, let's get them help. There's so many great informational things like that. That's why we put that in the book, too, to help people with that.
How have you considered your unique position as someone who really had to leave the game because of concussions, and how that affects the dialogue and the conversation that's happening around not just this book, but that's going to spin off of it, and the discussion about CTE, when someone like you who has a history of concussions says, well, we don't know about CTE?
It's two different things. You're talking about protocols. That's what happened to me, improper care. And you're trying to bleed a protocol into science. And they're two different things. So let's take what you're talking about, what happened to me. When I had improper care, I addressed that. I took an NFL doctor to court. I won because of improper care. And I changed not only what we did in the National Football League, but that's why I went to Congress in 2009 to ask them, let's do something for kids 8 to 18. We were doing nothing. Okay, BU wasn't up there doing it. Nobody from the NCAA or the NFL was doing it, but I've been coaching youth football for 15 years. I'm like, let's do something there. That's where millions and millions of kids are playing. We at least owe them that. So you're talking about protocols there with what happened to me. What you're talking about now is a scientific thing that they don't have scientific evidence of. That's a completely different subject that I talked about in the book, but I explained both of them. So you can't get, don't cross-pollinate the both because they don't belong together. They're separate. You need to understand what those issues are, and you need to understand it's separate. The science, what you're seeing in the headlines and the media, there's no scientific evidence of that. You've used link, you've used cause. Not one of those words are in a scientific paper. If you read any of them, you will never find that word at this point, and that's what's disturbing. If it's not in the scientific papers, why is it in the media? Why does it drive the headlines when you can't support it with the scientific papers?
Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back. Check out the book Brainwash, The Bad Science Behind CTE and the Plot to Destroy Football. Merrill, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it, man.
We really appreciate it.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.